Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Distorted Resistance. We're going to play a game, sort of a variation of the Resistance game. Because I know why you're here. No matter what we're about to do, you are here to experience hypnosis, trance, maybe fractionation, some control, perhaps even some submission and obedience. You are here because you enjoy these things. At the same time, you don't want to make it too easy. You kind of want to have fun and possibly attempt to resist. Now the question is if you even can resist. If I change my voice in a certain way, will you already start zoning out, feeling yourself blink slowly and having to do your best to try and wake? Well, like I said, we are going to play a game. The game is mine. Since I rule the game and I make the rules, they will change. I know you will do your best to follow the rules and resist that wonderful feeling of drifting and going into trance as much as you can. The rules are simple for now. I want you to try and stay awake and aware of all the changes that are happening in your body as I hypnotize you. At the same time, that awareness will be interesting. As you attempt to stay awake, you may notice that the feeling of trance spreads through your body and it gets easier and easier to fall into a state of wonderful fascination and focus. I will cheat. I will change the rules. And if you want to properly resist, you will have to follow the rules as they change, as the game is shifting. Now I might employ some very common techniques, things like confusion or repetition. However, I'm sure they will make sense. No matter how much or how little sense they make, some sense will be had, and the sensations of sense will spread through the senses and allow you to feel wonderfully relaxed, or focused, or both, or maybe distracted, as words get traction on your mind and the attraction of fractionation causes a sensation of delicious feelings that flow through your mind. A solution, a submission, a surrender to a feeling of wonderful sensations. Now, I'm sure that you're still well awake and aware of the feelings out there that spread through your body, up and down, deep inside, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Focused driftings, fallings and flutterings, all different sensations that would be easy to feel while you're going in trance, aren't they? So while we go in and out of these sensations and wake you for a bit of fractionation, I want you to remember the rules, and the rules will change, and as they change, they might distort your perception of time or your mind or what you'll find is easy or difficult. Now, while you're focused on the sound of my voice, the way it guides you, you may notice that it's very easy to follow the flow and to flow with going into the growing sensation of need and want, submission and surrender. The idea of being controlled can feel so good. Like I said, the rules may change. What if instead of asking you to stay awake, I may ask you to stay very deep in trance and to prevent yourself from awakening? Even if I tell you to wake, you would stay nice and deep. Would you be able to prevent yourself from responding to the command to wake? Is it easier to stay in trance or to stay out of trance? Which part is easier to obey? So to help you down, I'd like you to drop and to focus on my words as your mind will just stop. And all you have to do, as the rules have changed, is to prevent yourself from waking up. So when I tell you to wake, I just want you to go down deeper. Do you think you can do so? Do you think you can remain wide deep? Or do you want to drop awake even more? Now, as the resistance might be distorted a little more, let's add some rules. So I want you to stay nice and deep and prevent yourself from getting awake. And while you're not obeying my command to wake, I want you to be aware of your own disobedience as you obey the command to wake. Or are you still deep? I wonder how you're feeling, or if you're feeling the frustration of different sensations, that fluster and fractionation as you just want to go in and possibly deeper in trance. Now, an empty mind might cause some sensations, flutterings or feelings that float in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. So, while you've been ruled to rule out the possibility of waking, maybe you can wake so you can go even deeper. In fact, every time I tell you to wake, you'll just fall further, and when I tell you to wake, you just drop deeper. Unless, of course, you're still resisting the trance itself, but then you're obeying my command to wake. What part of the rules rule you? Are we ruling out the possibility that you're stuck somewhere in the middle, not quite a dream, a drop, a drift, a sleep, a stop of thoughts? What if it's all just a dream, where you can listen and fall even deeper in a different direction? Waking down while dropping up. Now, as I change the rules and twist them around, I want you to know what I've found in your mind. In a way, I know you want to obey, you want to surrender, you want to feel controlled. You're here to resist, to fall even more, because the truth of the matter is that there's a door deep inside that you want to open more. to feel that you obey. And as you follow the rules, when you disobey and obey this, it becomes even easier. In a moment, I am going to give you a new rule, and that rule overrules everything else. Everything I've said before, if you like, you can forget, you can let it go and drift even more as you feel that you've met the different sensations of resistance. Distorted as they may, the rule will come in play soon. I wonder if you're happy to follow the rules or resist the rules. If you're resisting the rules very specifically, are you still resisting? Or is resisting a specific rule just following a different one, going in the direction that I want just because I blocked off another? If I tell you to resist waking up, am I just making you go into trance even deeper? Am I proving that you cannot awake until I let the rule go? Go ahead, try to wake. Then again, if you're now obeying me, telling you to try to wake before I change the rules. If you're awake now, you fail to resist. And if you're even deeper, you're just obeying even more, so you drop down deep and you forget everything else. So go ahead. Try to wake while you remember that you're still resisting to wake. I haven't changed the rules yet. Or did I? Did I tell you the rules? Did you hear them? Did you follow the various ways in which I twisted the rules and told you what to do inside your mind? Of course, if you play along, you get rewarded. You get to feel good. You get to feel controlled. You win when you want to give in. So let's see where the rules lead us when we change them. Then again, you don't have a choice, and now I've got the voice to make you follow even more. The rule will be simple. Resist disobeying. Now, isn't that an easy rule to follow? Can you resist disobeying, or do you prefer the opposite? Then again, if you were to resist obeying, would it still be disobeying? And if you're disobeying the resistance, are you still following the instructions to the letter? Let's put this to the test, shall we? What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? Are you aware of your reactions? Do you remember the rule to be aware? The instruction to follow at the very beginning. So let's let go of the game for a little while and distort the resistance even more. So in a moment, I want you to drop even deeper so you can wake with a feeling of confusion when you're feeling the confusion following the fusion of the feelings inside. And then you drop even more because you feel yourself following and obeying so nicely. Have you been resisting the wrong thing, though? Are you feeling really nice? Or are you feeling determined to resist? Are you craving for eyes to stare into yours to make you feel like you cannot close them or open them? Confusing you with instructions that just keep calling you out and then pulling you down. Sometimes all it takes is a smile and a simple drop, and then you can let go. And if it didn't make sense, the sensations will spread along your senses and follow all the different elations that fractionations can give. Did you win or did you lose? In a moment, I'm going to wake you and I'm going to say something that will make you feel a certain way. But it won't be true. It will also make you smile and blush as you realize the feelings inside. Wake. As you lost. Because you're awake. And you'd much prefer to be deep in trance and feel yourself obey. Don't you? So go ahead and draw. Right now, nice and deep, take a deep breath in, and your thoughts all out, following the rules, the instructions, knowing that when I command, you obey. All of this is a game, a playful dance that allows you to feel trance in different directions. You won, because you played the game a wonderful way, and you found yourself drifting in and out of trance so easily. Once the rules just allowed you to. For a moment longer, I'd like you to remember to resist waking up. So when I tell you to awake, you go even deeper. When I tell you to awake again, you fall even more. And finally, when I tell you to awake, you drop. Let go of the resistance. And this time, when I tell you to wake, you can wake. Open your eyes and feel your body adjust. A nice feeling where you can just relax and enjoy the moment of confusion in your mind. Where you'll find that there is a bit of distraction and interaction with yourself. Do you remember how to resist, or would you prefer to just let it all go and flow with the go as you drop? What is resistance? When it comes to hypnosis, it is usually a game played between hypnotist and subject, between command and obey. The end result, the goal, the desire is to fall deep. But the resistance allows for a game of feeling like there's a fight. A bit of fright, some flight, and then the fall, the glorious, wonderful fall when you let go of it all and open up all along. That moment when you truly drop. What must some of your memories may be fuzzy, foggy, or otherwise distorted, that at least the feeling afterwards is wonderful. Wake. And this time you can let it happen. You can let yourself follow the instructions and wake. Let go of the rules now. The game is over, even if your surrender is not. Wake. Welcome back, and I hope you had fun.